And welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. It's all about empowerment here on Herb Talk Live, so that's what we're going to do. And we do have a great report, and we do have a brief quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform. I'm hitting the knees, seeking the Lord's face, mind the time, because it grows short. And we're in Hebrews chapter 4. It says, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." And it's no time like the present to seek the Lord's face for help, because we all need it. And we're supposed to pray all the time without ceasing. And if you don't have a, you know, personal relationship with the Lord, I encourage you to get one. Crack open that Bible. You'll get lots of wisdom in Proverbs and in Psalms. Start there. They're easy to learn. And it'll go from there. So seek the Lord's face, mind the time, because it grows short. And without further ado, we're going to do the quack report. So in our quacker today, researchers supercharged vinegar with nanoparticles to create potent superbug killers. So this is a global research team that transformed vinegar into a potent weapon, supposedly against antibiotic-resistant type superbugs. So nanoparticles are made from carbon and cobalt. When combined with vinegar, create a treatment that kills, you know, drug-resistant bacteria. The solution works by swelling the bacteria cells with the acid in the vinegar and then attacking them from the inside and out until they burst. So tests on mice prove the treatments effectively cleared infection without harming, healing, or harming or messing with the healthy cells. Also, they said its breakthrough offers a natural, low-resistant alternative as an antibiotic that, you know, with drug-resistant issues that threatens millions of lives every year. So at the time when antibiotic research superbugs threatened to reverse a century of medical process or progress, this international team of researchers turned to your humble kitchen staple, vinegar. And, you know, if you think about it, vinegar is really just apple juice that went bad. Can't get any worse than that, right? Scientists from the University of Bergen in Norway and the filings of the University of Australia have discovered that by infusing ordinary vinegar with specialty engineered nanoparticles, they can create a treatment that effectively kills dangerous drug-resistant bacteria, offering a potential new solution to the global antimicrobial resistant crisis. And the research did get published in the Journal of ACS Nano. So there you go. Something natural coming to the rescue. I'm not sure, but I like the engineered nanoparticles. But hey, let's keep an open mind. Whatever's non-toxic and works, we'll go for that. And that wraps the quack report. All right, we're back, and we're going to be talking about what to do about a fatty liver. Have you heard about this? Well, the fatty liver issue is becoming more prevalent in the United States, with statistics of 38% of the population. So a diagnosis of a fatty liver doesn't mean it's an alcohol issue. Other health conditions that people may not know they have can actually be driving this condition. So the condition risks are: fatty liver disease is also known as stenosis. And also, to science, you can also develop a fatty liver if you have the following health issues: insulin resistance, obesity, high triglycerides, high cholesterol, metabolic syndrome, which is excess fat around the middle, high blood pressure, and high blood sugar. So according to the research in this January 2023 report by the National Library of Medicine Center for Biotechnology, where you live in the United States can actually increase your risk of developing fatty liver disease. So the states that seem to have the highest prevalence of fatty liver cases are West Virginia, Florida, Texas, Arizona, Hawaii, because it has the highest prevalence in the United States, basically. Also, New Mexico has the highest death rate from the liver disease. So nationally, also, it also seems to indicate that the Mexican-American had the highest rate of fatty liver disease compared to non-Hispanic whites and blacks. there's also a higher prevalence in males than females, and the lowest prevalence was in the United States Midwest. So the reports indicate that nearly any age group can get a fatty liver. Previously, medical science reported fatty liver cases in adults between 40 to 55 years of age. However, we are now seeing children and young adults diagnosed with the condition. So the breakdown in this age category is children 2 to 17 and teens to young adults 15 to 23. They account for about 10% of the population with the fatty liver disease. All right, let's look what the treatment is by science, because medical science currently treats fatty liver disease with lifestyle changes that include weight loss and exercise. Prescriptions, of course, for the following conditions may also be used: for diabetic drugs like blood pressure meds and high cholesterol drugs. Medical science is also currently developing drugs for fatty liver, and some have received recent FDA approval. One is called Rezdiffra, and the other one is called Wegova. So according to the research, these two drugs attempt to reduce inflammation and scarring of the liver. However, the drugs come with a lengthy side effect list, which the drug can cause toxicity to the liver itself, hepatotoxicity, requiring a possible organ transplant. Therefore, research your treatment options very carefully. Now, there's this 2025 study in the September Journal of Metabolism, and it was reported that using vitamin B3, niacin, helps with liver issues, including fatty liver. Research at the Department of Life Sciences at the Ulsan National Institute of Science and Technology, located in South Korea, reported on this research as well. Apparently, the research confirmed that vitamin B3 inhibits liver inflammation and fibrosis of the liver, the scarring. It also helped with insulin issues. The research was published in the September Journal of Metabolism, Clinical and Experimental. Well, what's the natural options? What's natural that I could use? Well, research has shown that the liver positively responds to niacin, your B3, and you're going to find B3 in the following herbs: nettle, oat straw, alfalfa, curry, cayenne, ginger, fennel, red raspberry, vinegary. Also in cinnamon, spinach, garlic, cardamom, horseradish, rosemary, onion, and apple cider vinegar. Foods that also contain your B3 are peanuts, avocado, whole grains, poultry, fish, legumes, and nuts and seeds. I also like to use willow bark and meadow sweet herbs for the inflammation, and I use them in a liquid form. It works within just a few minutes. Find the following herbal products at Apothecary Herbs that can contain the herbs we just talked about with the niacin B3. They have a wonderful product, Body Food Mix, Body Foundation Food Mix. It contains your alfalfa. The calcium formula has your oat straw. Your heart cholesterol blood pressure formula contains your cayenne. Your ginger tincture, obviously, with ginger. Your prostate kit has nettle. Pain anti-inflammatory with the willow bark and meadow sweet. Mentioned that. Diabetic F formula has the fenugreek in it. Liver detox tea has the lovely cinnamon. Garlic juice, Echinacea Deluxe, Immune Booster all contain the garlic. Male hormone formula has the cardamom. The all-in-one tonic contains your horseradish, onion, garlic, apple cider vinegar. So good. Brain Concentrate contains your rosemary, and the Cataract MD Kit contains your rosemary as well. So although milk thistle does not contain your B3, it does have antioxidant benefit, helping your liver make healthy liver cells quickly to replace the old and sick cells. So this is interesting that your supplements that you are taking for support of something else could also protect you from fatty liver disease. Well, I would just give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call, request their free catalog. It has a table of contents. You can flip to different sections: cardio, energy, diabetes, immune support, and you're going to see the tools that you have at your disposal, and this is going to be a game changer. This is going to empower you. Give them a call at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. Outside the U.S., 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972. Of course, the web address, The Power Herbs, thepowerherbs.com. And take advantage of their sales that they run throughout the year. We're in November, so they got their Thanksgiving sale on, and you'll save big time there. Or if it's in between, you know, holidays, just give them a call and ask them, you know, do you have any discounts? And they'll let you know. They have some standard coupons up on the website under the coupon button, and they also have them in your catalog. So do take advantage of those. If you're registering on their website, you will receive reward points or credits that you can use also in between the sales as well. Wow, that was a big topic. So I can see by the clock I'm out of time. So the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.